What you're about to hear are real crime cases. Listen carefully. You may be able to help solve a crime and collect a reward for your information. I'm Darian. I'll bring you the next case right after this.
Welcome to Move Time Radio, presented by the Arthritis Foundation. Yeah, get down and dance. You hear that? That's the sound of arthritis pain being moved, grooved, hustled, shuffled, juke, jive, junked, funked, shimmied, shook, and boogied. See, movement is just one of the ways to help fight osteoarthritis pain. Another is weight loss. You get rid of just 1 pound, that's 4 pounds of pressure off each knee. For more information on managing pain, wind and grind on over to fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes, twice a day. They have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
On Monday, March 4th, 2013, Los Banos police received a report of shots fired at 9:09 p.m. Police found 4 males in the garage with gunshot wounds. 18-year-old Shane Thomas Moore was pronounced dead at the scene. The other 3 victims, all 20 years old, were shot in the legs. One was also struck in the arm. The 3 males were airlifted to Modesto area hospitals and are listed in stable condition. Witnesses reported seeing a male in dark-colored clothing running from the area after the shooting. However, according to police, not everyone has been forthcoming. Some of the witnesses have been uncooperative. Commander Ray Rena Jr. says the incident is gang-related. Family members and friends have offered $2,000 as a reward for information leading to an arrest. If you have any information, please contact me at my website, realcrimecases.com.